to you all. I am Martin Zender, coming to you yet again from my undisclosed location high atop the post office, across from the bank, down the road from the library, a short walk from the grocery store. I'm still here. They haven't kicked me out yet because they don't know I'm here yet. Somebody once said you should put a big sign across your building that says Zender Talk. Yeah, right. No, I said this is a covert operation. I suppose my building looks somewhat like a, you know, one of those abandoned warehouses where behind the walls the people are taking over the world. If I had a fudge brownie for every time somebody asked me,
since you believe all mankind will eventually be saved, why preach the gospel?
I'd be the portly sort. Of course, my answer is standard. I always tell them this.
That everybody's going to be saved is the gospel, Dinglehoofer.
What did you call me?
No, of course, I was just kidding. I don't call them Dinglehoofers. But I do say that everyone is going to be saved is the gospel. I have the enviable task in this life of giving people good news, telling them of the benefits that God has bestowed on them, the gospel of grace. Now, I'm going to review for you who don't know, the definition of the word grace. Grace is this, a benefit bestowed upon one who deserves the opposite. I want to look at the word benefit. A benefit is a good thing. You know, I would hate to be an insurance salesman. I pity these people. They come to your house and they give you a list of benefits that you can have. Well, we're going to pay so much of a percentage of your doctor bills, blah. Then you eventually have to get down to how much it's going to cost. Wouldn't it be wonderful to have the job of going to people's houses, telling them how all these great things are going to get for nothing? Oh, that reminds me. One of my favorite movies is Aaron Brockovich. I love the end of that movie when Aaron goes to the home of one of the women who had the cancer due to the giant corporation, Pacific Gas and Electric. And anyway, they found out that for years, this PG&E was pumping toxic waste into the groundwater, and these people in this California community were contracting cancer. A huge class action suit awarded to the people in that town. Hinckley is the name of the town, actual town in California. Aaron fought for these people. Of course, the drama of the movie is this long, drawn-out affair. You don't know how it's going to go. It's exciting. It's a David versus Goliath story. God invented that one. That's always an exciting thing when you see the underdog coming up. And here's Aaron Brockovich and her boss, Ed, who worked at this small lawyer's office, and they went up against Pacific Gas and Electric. Anyway, at the end of the movie, the judge awards in their favor. You don't know that yet, but you suspect it. Anyway, you see Aaron driving to the home of this woman who's sick, and her children are sick, and you felt really bad for him throughout the movie, and she gets to go and tell him that the judge has awarded her family like $5 million. And it is just, you get tears in your eyes when you think how fun it would be to drive to someone's home like they used to do during the Super Bowl to award the sweepstakes or something. I would love to do that, but I do it. That's my job. Why do I teach the gospel of grace? Well, the gospel of grace is good news. I thank God that I'm not these people in the suits. What do you call those people that go? What do you call those people that go up to your house and they travel in pairs with, Jehovah's Witnesses? Oh, what? How traumatic! This religious burden to go tell people how they have to behave themselves to get into the kingdom, and I'm telling people that no matter how much you screw up, you can't escape the gospel of grace. God has deposited all these things into your account, and they get okay. Well, what do I have to do? Nothing. I'm just trying to bring you to a realization of the truth. That is a great scripture verse. 1 Timothy 2:6. I want to go to that. I hadn't planned on it, but since I mentioned it, let's go to it. Let's go to verse 2. I'm entreating then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, pleadings, thanksgivings be made for all mankind, for kings, for all those being in a superior station, that we may be leading a mild and quiet life in all devoutness and gravity. For this is ideal and welcome in the sight of our Savior God, who wills that all mankind be saved and come into a realization of the truth. The truth exists, ladies and gentlemen. The truth is like a statue that is there, and when we tell it, when we convey it to our fellow human beings, it is like unveiling it. It's there. God has given you riches and blessings, but unless you realize it, it's just a matter of opening the eyes. You walk somebody into a surprise party and you tell them, open your eyes. And aren't you filled with such excitement and love for the person you're surprising? You've worked very hard to make a party for them, to bring all your loved ones together, and you lead them blindfolded into the room, and you just that unveiling. The unveiling doesn't make it true. The statue is still there. The party is still there. It doesn't make it true. That's the message these poor Christian, quote, evangelists, unquote, have to give you. They're like insurance salespeople. They have to give you the pitch, tell you all these wonderful things, and then it gets down to the nitty-gritty, the money issue, the bottom line. Okay, how much is this going to cost me? Well, you got to believe in the right way. You have to say the right words. You have to remain true to God. Some of them say you have to be baptized. God has graced us. And I'll speak for myself. He has graced me with a wonderful job. I absolutely love it. Grace, this word in the Greek, charis, charis, the root word there is joy. It's joy. That's the root word. The definition is a benefit bestowed upon one who deserves the opposite, but the actual root meaning is joy. Joy is closely associated with finding out that you, of all people, a sinner, are being lavished with every spiritual blessing among the celestials. Isn't that amazing? Ephesians chapter 1, read the first 10 verses of that chapter. You know, and it's not benefits God bestows upon neutral people, people that are so-so, people that are pretty good some days, pretty bad. This is the people who deserve to be zapped out of existence. People who say bad words or think bad thoughts. I just had a great email sent me by a woman who said, Martin, I'm getting it. I'm actually putting these truths into practice. I'm concentrating on the fact that God is not reckoning my offenses to me. And it's working, she's telling me. That made my day. Thank you, Diana, for sending me that email. It's wonderful. It shocks you to realize. Some people cry when they come into the surprise party. Oh, I'm not worthy. How could you do this for me? Oh, this lady on the Aaron Brockovich movie. She had tears in her eyes, and she just, oh, it was just so moving. Rent the movie and watch it. Because she was stunned that somebody like her who was sick, who was ill, who had not worked like Aaron had worked, was receiving this benefit, $5 million. Well, this is better. What I teach is better than $5 million. $5 million won't buy you peace. $5 million will not buy you joy. It will not buy you happiness. It will not buy you that feeling that you are wrapped in a warm, fuzzy blanket and that the world cannot condemn you. Satan cannot condemn you. The only one who can condemn you is your justifier, and that is God. Holy smokes, I had a lot more to say today, but I'm finished. It's Monday. Tomorrow is Tuesday. I work on the holiday, so don't worry about that. I'll be here, and you be here with me. I'm Martin Zender. Believe in God no matter what the clergy tell you. I'm happy today. I'm just really tickled today. I don't know what it is. But just, I don't know. God's really full of joy today.